66 degrees now at the mighty 690 KGGF. 7:45 coming up at my mark, and well, it's Tuesday. It must be City of Coffeeville Day here at the mighty 690 KGGF. We're joined in studio by interim city manager Michael Shook from City Hall, and we have a city commission meeting coming up later tonight, and we need to get up to speed on what possibly could be happening in the city of Coffeeville. How are you doing, Michael?
Deborah, good morning. I'm doing well.
Looks like full new business portion of the agenda. I'm not going to say a big agenda because you don't have a lot of items on it, but you do have a number of important things. And you know, you were mentioning when you came in that it is
Public Power Week.
Yeah.
National Public Power Week. This is the week that we celebrate public utilities. We're proud to be a public power utility, a low-cost provider of electricity for Coffeeville and the surrounding area.
So every day this week, are you wearing a municipal light and power shirt?
Possibly.
You know, and really, I don't want to make light of what the light and power folks do here in Coffeeville, because they are really heroes at a lot of times. Whenever the lights go out, I mean, it is rare that we'll have outages that last more than, you know, a couple of hours. I mean, it's very manageable, really.
It is. We've got most of our guys are local. They have to respond within 30 minutes. They want to respond. Often is a case that they're out of power at their homes as well.
Yeah, because they live here.
They live and work here. Exactly. No, we've got a good group of employees at the utility, but that's citywide. Even you mentioned storms. Often is a case we have to call out public service crews or water crews, and we're just blessed with good employees throughout the entire city.
Yeah, we really are. And you know, these guys and gals work hard and really make sure, you know, it doesn't always feel that way, I think, sometimes to residents, but they really are putting the people that live in Coffeeville ahead of themselves and their comfort, because they're out there in some of the worst conditions dealing with problems.
They are, and I would be remiss if I didn't mention, when you mentioned guys and gals, even the gals in customer service, that's a tough job. Often it's a case that customers get upset at their bills or something like that, and they're the first line. You know, they deal with that. They're simply doing their job. They're following the policies of the city that's been set out by the city commission, and they do a fantastic job as well.
Yeah, and it's it's not easy dealing with the public. Always.
At times not.
Yeah. You know, and I think that it's not easy being, you know, for the public sometimes. I think the biggest problem for residents oftentimes, Michael, is they just don't understand the process. They don't understand how it works, as it's not as easy as it seems.
And that's partly our fault. We've not done a real good job of telling our story and getting the facts out there. And that's something we're focusing on going forward, is not just from a utility standpoint, but from an overall city standpoint, getting more information out to the public. So I believe that will help not only the city function better, but it'll help the residents as well.
Yeah.
To have the right information.
To understand what is happening and why it's happening.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times it's the why that kind of sticks with people. So anyway, let's jump into the agenda here. And you've got under new business, you have a resolution to amend the city's policy regarding health insurance coverage for city retirees.
This is a resolution to amend a previous resolution in which the decision had been made to end optional health care coverage for retirees of the city. Benefit Health Advisors, the city's insurance broker and consultant, had made this recommendation to the insurance committee and ultimately to the city commission to end this coverage for due to economic reasons. The city has since learned that this could be in conflict with a Kansas statute regarding requirements for health care coverage for retiring employees. Approval of this resolution this evening would restore compliance with this statute, offering health care coverage for retiring employees, and this would be at the employees' retiring employees' expense.
Right. So you're kind of incongruent with kind of where we are in the city and where the state would like us to be. But is this something that's going to affect a lot of retirees?
Currently, this would have affected two retired employees. And because this was so recent, this change, where the commission adopted to go this to delete that coverage, they were still on our health care plan. They still are, so this really will have no effect on them. This is just basically a housekeeping item to prevent an error.
Okay. All right. Well, better to prevent than to wind up with a problem.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Well, now we also have, this sounds like fun, steam turbine generator inspection.
Utility staff this evening will be seeking approval of a purchase order for an inspection of our steam turbine generator number 7. This will be a complete inspection requiring a complete teardown of this unit. This is required per our insurance policy that every 5 to 7 years, based on total number of run hours and number of unit startups, that a steam turbine be actually tore down and inspected and then put back together.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge process.
It is. We actually remove the turbine. We split the turbine in half, take the upper half off, take the steam turbine rotor out. Then we'll break the generator apart, pull the generator rotor out. It's a complete disassembly inspection, and we put everything back together. It's a fun project.
Well, I guess it's a good way to make sure that everything's working the way it's supposed to be in there, too.
Absolutely. It's done for safety reasons.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a little preventative maintenance.
Correct.
All right. Well, Trinity Consultants has been providing some engineering services, it looks like, for the electric utility as well.
The last item of new business is a resolution seeking approval for a change order with Trinity Consulting for engineering and compliance review of the utility spill prevention control and countermeasure plan and our stormwater pollution prevention plan. The United States EPA requirements dictate that both plans are reviewed by a professional engineer every 5 years. City staff engaged Trinity Consultants in late 2017 to review these plans, including development of an additional spill prevention and control and countermeasure plan for our new generation facility number 2. This also included updating the utility's employee training materials and updating to include an oil spill contingency plan for all of the electric department facilities. So this should wrap that up and get us maintain compliance for another 5 years.
Well, that will be good news for the utility and all residents of the city of Coffeyville, really.
It should. We don't want to put anything into the storm sewers or that we're not supposed to. So this provides a plan and training for all affected employees.
Yeah. And how important is it, not just in something like this, but overall making sure that employees are able to get the training that they need for safety and compliance issues?
From a safety standpoint, it's crucial. I mean, we're a service entity, so we live and move forward off our employees. Without the employees, we really can't get anything done. So safety's key with us. So we do take safety very seriously. As far as the compliance, we always want to be in compliance with federal law. If not, we're subject to fines.
Right, and that can get pretty pricey.
Fairly quickly.
But
at the root of any federal regulation, there's just good common sense usually behind it. I'll say that on the compliance side anyway.
Yeah, good common sense. Eventually, if you dig down deep enough, you'll find some common sense
We hope to.
Yeah. You know, and let's talk a little more about the the crews you have that are part of the power department, because mm-hmm. it is Public Power Week. And how many employees are a part of Municipal Light and Power here in Coffeyville?
About 34 total. We're about half and half. Anywhere from 6 to 18 on either side, roughly, on the power generation side versus the distribution side. We operate with two crews of line workers, and those are four-man crews, and we have a three-man crew in our substation and meter crew. Our operational crew that runs both power plants, they operate with 11 personnel and, I believe, 5 maintenance. And then we have supervisory staff, admin staff.
Yeah. And it's a full-time, it's around-the-clock hours.
It is. That we're all subject to 24-hour call-out whenever there's an issue, whether it's a power outage issue with one of the turbines or generators or at the new plant, we're all subject to call. If we get that call, we all respond immediately.
Yeah.
To take care of service.
And how are things going with the new generation plant? Because it's something, we got it up and running. It's been doing its thing. And how are things going with that?
We just completed a 4,000-hour maintenance. We had the units out of service for about 3 days last week. So everything's going well with that. Oddly enough, we were doing some calculations. We actually are generating about 60%+ of Coffeyville's load monthly with these new units and our steam unit. That's a huge swing from what I'd say prior to 14. Actually, prior to 17, we probably were generating less than 5%.
So we're more self-reliant now in terms of our power supply.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And how much electricity are we able to sell then back to GRDA?
Everything that we generate, it actually stays local. It's very rare that we actually push power out onto the grid, but it's basically a shift of numbers. If we generate here locally, then that's less power that we have to provide or purchase from GRDA. So it's less power they send our way. So GRDA actually takes that power and sells it
elsewhere to
other customers.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because I think that, kind of my understanding before was in peak demand times, they could actually put a call for you to increase
they
output,
can,
but that's for local use.
But any local generation will serve the peak, the local system first before it pushes power out onto the overall grid.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to know. Yeah. All right. Well, that's anything else you'd like to add, Michael?
It's a lovely rainy day.
Feeling a lot like fall out there. Of course, the Chiefs still doing very well, Michael.
They are. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
All right. Sam, on the other hand, is not. He's a Broncos fan, so we'll not hold that against him. This is Michael Shook, the interim city manager for the city of Coffeyville, joining us this morning. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.